Chazan.
Good morning. This Shabbos Haba Leinu L'Toiva is Achuta Meshulish from Givaldiga Mamish awesome brachas this week. First of all, the Shabbos Parshas Tazria, and we read in Shul Ishok Yisazria V'Yolda Zohar, and I'm sure everyone realizes, as the Rechayim, the Holy Vision Rebbe says, Ishok Yisazria V'Yolda Zohar is Begimatria Re'ei Anoichi Noisin Lefteichem Hayoyim Brocha. It's already a brocha. And brocha Zohar is Bechal Gimatria Brocha. And it's also Begimatria Bebrocha Mishuleshes. It's a Chuta Mishulish of brochas. Because first of all, the Shabbos Parshas Tazria, and it's not, that's the Isha Ki Tazria is the Achana for Pesach. Isha is Nutrikun, it says in Sforam HaKadoshim, Eim Abonim Smeichon, Eim Abonim is Gimatria Pesach. But not only is it Shabbos Parshas Tazria, which is full of brochas, but it's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Generally, there's a concept that whenever you see that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we daven the musaf is the chayyontif tikkah, it's a me'ena yontif. Why is that? But the emes is, this emes is myrech, I'm going to say bekitzur nimritz. The three moyadim, the three regolim are keneged the patriarchs, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov. The yud beis Rosh Chodeshim are keneged the yud beis Shvotim. And ilu zachinu, the Rosh Chodesh would be a yontif, mamish like a yontif. Morvos. And there's a lot of rayas in the whole reva in kamikoyim. After the Cheto Egel, the Shara of Rosh Chodesh is not completely open. Right? That's the reason why it says in Sforam HaKadoshim that women who didn't sin in the Cheto Egel, they be yakir, they be kadosh Rosh Chodesh, they don't do moloch on Rosh Chodesh. Because noshim are b'nei hergish ninu, like they have dalut koises, keneged dalut imois, and women are, and b'chal Rosh Chodesh is keneged Dovid HaMelech, and that's keneged, you don't gotta be a genius to work out the connection between the Levono, which is the Moir HaKotten, David is HaKotten, which is in Yinov Bittel of Les Lei Megamei Klum. It's the Kotnus of the Levon is only Mekabel from the Shemet, only recipient in Chinas the Keva. Malchus. And therefore, women are connected to Malchus and their Margish, they have Hargoshe in Los Lovi. And therefore, this was Emma says elsewhere, that on Shabbos, although we forfeited through the Cheto Egel, the Tuksorim, but everyone knows that Shabbos is the one day of the week where Yiras Chuzer and Moshe gives us back the Tuksorim, and therefore, as Tzfas Emes famously says, the Torah which you learn on Shabbos, you don't forget. Zichru Torah's Moshe, it's the Shabbos Kedusha, because Shicha comes from the Cheto Egel. Moshe and Shabbos, the Cheto Egel is mitigated. Asher Alkin, when Shabbos falls out in Rosh Chodesh, Ahana le Shabbos to the Rosh Chodesh, that it becomes a Yom Tiftik Rosh Chodesh, more than when it's in the week. So it's Shabbos Parshas Tazria, it's a bracha, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but it's not Stam any Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh this. There's a Tovshin Mem Zayin, Melech Biron brings a story, he was sitting at a chasana in Vakshal in Bnei Brak, and the people around the table, everyone was asking, you know, is Rosh Chodesh Nissen? Well, about the chasana, everyone was thinking to themselves, you got to be very, I don't know what, self-centered, to make a chasana, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, all the noshim tzikonias are arriving and crapsing. Who has time to misamea chasana kala this time of the year when you're getting your house ready? So he told him, you should know, it was your Zayda, the holy Rosh Mordechai of Lelev, who's conveyed. Chanukah, the families went to the Lelev Rebbe, Schuz Yogin Aleinu, and they asked him, when should be the conveyed the chasana? And he said, Rosh Chodesh Nissen is the shenste tog von yor. And he was nostalgic, his ilula is chavtala tevis. But the chasana went on, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, as he said. And that's the yoyim of the ultimate simcha of Oysa yoyim nota asar atoris. V'horaya, I said last year, pshat, I don't know where I saw it, I can't remember even. When Zahav Amina, in the Haggadah, yochol mi Rosh Chodesh, so pshat is the achoyles, the seed, for all the neflois of Yitzias Mitzrayim starts in Rosh Chodesh. Well, because everyone knows that Agavaldig Simcha, the Tzir of Shem Havaya of the month of Nisan is Yitzchak Pshutay Shem Havaya Yitzchak Hashemayim V'Sokel Oretz, which is Gimatria. I said last year already, L'Cheirus L'Simcha L'Yomtiv L'Ergodol and L'Geula B'Loshen Hagodol, which is a million. I think I'm not going to drive you people crazy. What? Right? and therefore it's connected al pi kabbalah Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the Madrega of Keser, which is the highest of all the spheres, which is koil everything. That's why you don't got to be a genius to work out when we divide the makis, the 7 in parshas Va'era and 3 in parshas Boy. That gematria Rabbi, you can work out. Boy is gematria 3. Yeah. That, right, and it's working as Aridos has been matul maila malchus yisoid etc. until you come to chachma to bina chachma and keser, working upwards. So makas bechoyrus, same letters, is bekeser. Right, you with me? So therefore, the tefillah tzaddik, the blue dress, says amudin tikvot. If you take the sidur shem avaya of this month, yisvu shemayim v'sagal oretz, chutz from the shem anichpul, from the shem avaya, the rest of it is gematria 2,838, which is gematria keser chochma bina gedula gevura teferes netzach chayin yisoid malchus. Mamish merit, because keser is koilul everything, and that's why it's achana for Pesach. Pei samach ches is also big imakoyul is gematria keser. And that why? Because the month of Nisan, which is the month of Keser, which is Koil everything, is Roish L'chol Moyadayis Niseisa Pesach, right? And it's the Roish of all Yud Beis Chodshi Hashon, look you do. Nishtar Das, the Tzvila Tzadik says, in a year like this Kvi, it's even greater, it's even more Mudgish. Because the Baal says, Chodesh Alechem Roish Chodoshim. What's the second Kvelis? Rishin Ulechem L'chodshi Hashon, you already said that in the first part. So you could learn, you could wrongly read that Chodesh Lachem Reish Chodoshim only in a normal year. Reishin Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashonah, even in the Iber year, Ein Ma'abrin only in B'Chodesh HaSomuch L'Nisan, in order that every year there should be, Nisan should always be the Rosh. And he says numerous rayas, but one simple raya that you could always remember. He says, if you, Chodesh Hazel Lachem Reish Chodoshim Reishin Hu, with Asfin Rava and Besoyf, the Mansbach letters, is begin match. You're not going to be a genius to work it out. Iyur Sivin Tammuz of Elul Tishrei Marcheshvin Kislev Tevish Shvat Adar Adar. You don't appreciate anything. In other words, this is Koyul the whole rest of the year. So in a year when there's an Ibrior, why do you have an Ibrior? Because the Mahalech HaChama and the Mahalech of the Shon of the Levana are out of whack. So now you're mashva in the Ibiya, when it came to you, you intercalated another Adar. So now the Levon, the Chama and the Levon are in sync. So now it's a Gevald, which represents, the, obviously, Kuchabrichu and Knesset Yisrael, Zohar in the cave. So now it's Nisan in an Ibriyar is even a greater simcha. And therefore the Medrash says on the Pasuk, right? The word melachim is gematria chama and levon. The sun and the moon, which all that it represents lemaila, are now in this. So it's a gevald. It's the third reason. It's not stam pashas azriya, not stam shabbos rishchoidish, but rishchoidish shabbos rishchoidish nissen. And we all know the expression in the piyut, Rishchoidish Nissan is the Chodesh Asher Yeshua is boy Makifus, and all the tzaddikim, hundreds, all say the same idea that what Makifus mean, Milosh Nachenveni Makif, the Mishnah Beah, the it gives you on credit, even though you don't have the schools and you don't really, but the Eibush that gives you Yeshua's on credit. Al Derech, there's a famous story. The Vision Rebbe had a brother of Chaim of Antonia, and he was seriously not well. And they had to have an operation in Krok. So the Sabakadisha Vishnus, Tavis Yisrael, went to be Malavahim part of the Derech. And when he was Gezegenizuch, and he knows it's a dangerous operation, Sakonis, he asked his brother, the Vishnus should be Makabal on himself, that everything should be Basloch, it should all go well. So the Vishnus like, yeah? But he said, you know what? We say in the Slichas, Midas Arachamim, Alenu is Galgali, right? Yeah? And then we say, look at the Uba'ad Ameich Rachamim Shali. What's a Rachamim Shali? Meborksach. You borrow. Even if it's a Kumpnish, the Rachamim in the Yeshuas, or if you'll ask the question, why Dafkin this month the Ebishter gives on credit? The simple answer, the Rav's brother, the Shag HaMeir, because this is the month of tshuva. But it's a tshuva. How could you borrow? How could you borrow? Every day has its own avoid. I have to learn Torah 24/7 today. And how could I borrow from today for tomorrow? I have new chiyuvim tomorrow. I'm going to learn tomorrow for tomorrow. I got to learn Torah tomorrow. How do you borrow for the future? Meila in Yitzchak in Mitzrayim by the snare, the Eibishter, when Moshe asked what schus Yidden will go out. So now you're not mitzuvim. So I could say in the schus, you'll get it. We'll give you a credit. But once you're a mitzvah v'oimid, what's a credit? It says pshat is, although we'll soon see the avoida of Nisan and the avoida of Tishrei are flip sides of the same coin. They're both avoidas of tshuva. But you do all the verlach special bells that Nisan is avoida of tshuva mahava, whereas doin is not like zochias. So that the Eibishter knows that which is in your debt, ultimately in Nisan will be transformed to the Zechuyas, he extends the credit to you even now. And therefore, Yizuichet Tarach. But the concept is, this is a famous word, this is brought from Baruch Meshbizer, it's brought from the Sabbath Kaddish of Rishon. Vavadetes avoida hazois, b'chuydesh hazeh. Zois refers to, every school child knows, Tishrei. Bezois yovei aron el ha-koydesh, zois is gimatria, kol tzoy momen. Ba'choydesh hazeh, ba'choydesh lechem, the avoid of tshuva, of Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, of Tishrei, you also have in this month. Which is why you find the beginning of Parshas Bo, first by the way, Parshas Bo is Gimatria Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In case you never do. So all the Yeshuas, the last three Makkas, we can see as Mitzrayim, Be'etzem, is all connected to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or in Zohar HaKadosh, I've said this many times, the Zohar for Parshas Bo opens with the words, Rabbi Yehuda Pasach. What do we do with Parshas Bo El Paroi? Ashrei Om Yoidei Suru Hashem Bar Panecha Yalech. Everyone goes, man, what does Shofar come got to do with? Yeah? No, there's an Indian, as we'll soon see, to be Mitzarif, Nisan and Tishrei. By the way, Nisan plus Tishrei is Gimatria Makoyel Tiferes, which is beauty. When you have two separate, opposite, distinct Kavim, one is Yira, one is Ava, we'll soon see, one is Mimayla Lamata, one is Mimatra Lamayla. And you connect it, that you get beauty. And therefore, interesting, it says in the Briskunas Oilam, that what is the Tzidur Shem Havaya of Nisan? I just report, Yisvuch Hashemayim for the Lord. And what's the Tzidur Shem Havaya of the month of Tishrei? Soifet Tevis, Vayiru Oysos Sorei Par. You know what? They have the same Gimashir. Because the same Indian, only with a different... By the way, in my house, in most houses that I've seen, those Jewish houses, you have a Kaira at the Seder, and you pick up the Kaira. So what are the letters after Kuf, Ayin, Reish, Hei? However, you are slow. Shofar! And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also the Gematria Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. Same idea. Hello? So I've just thrown to you what seems to be all kinds of disparate, separate ideas. It's a Shabbos from Tazria. Nothing is B'mikra. Everything in Yiddishkeit is Bashkoch. Right? The fact that it's a Shabbos of the Brachas of Isha Ki Tazria. Right, and that, by the way, that's the reason. If a yid understands what this parsha is about, tachoides alochem is gimatria yush. It's the zel umazel. When a yid knows, understands this parsha, he's full of optimism and joy and tzibur shel mitzvah and his peris al gedor. So there's a shayches from a Shabbos of Brocha to this particular parsha. So the concept that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the highest of high keser. Right, which connects also Chama and Levona, which is the Koilul all time. It's the Ma'ilim and Azan, the Sadiqim and Miyakar every minute in Nisan. Kiddush Avinezer said every hour in Nisan is worth a day the rest of the year. Hello, you with me? It's something that's a composite, like a microcosm. Can have a little bit. It's a Miyut HaMachzik Zemruba. It's the Rosh. First of all, every day, everyone knows from the Chuzah, the 12 days of Nisan, first 12 days, are connected to 12 months. The Chuzah used to tell every day what's going to happen in the first day in Nisan, second day in Cheshvin, until the last year, he only said up to Ov. That's when he passed away. So, time, you see in the Avinezer, it's far, every minute of Nisan is action-packed, filled. It punches above its weight, so to speak. Because be'etzem nisin, as we'll soon discuss, is l'mayla min hazman. And all of these in Yonim, right, that idea of nisin is connected l'mayla min hateva, right, is also connected to achoydes zalachem, is connected to Geula. By the way, the Sefer Teves, achoydes zalachem, Rish Chodoshim, is 685, is Gimachia Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yom Elokechem. The Chomo HaChodesh Zalachem is Gimachia Mashiach Kundav, as everybody knows. So I'm taking a bunch of disparate ideas, and you'll soon see there's a common denominator, which, okay, this is what I want to talk about today. But let me just parenthetically add, and I'm not going to repeat it at great length, because I said this last year, I don't like to repeat myself, or 2 years ago, or 3 years, whatever. There's a vort, which Satmar Rebbe speaks about in Divrei Yoel, at the Vina Rov Barichos, in many places. Man, all this forum speak about it. I just asked you a bunch of questions. Achoydesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim. First of all, why is that the mitzvah rishonah, which is the Pesach, the opening for Pesach? Why is that so? This particular mitzvah so relevant to Geul? Number one. Number two, pashut loshen. Achoydesh hazeh. That means you're maribet, you're pointing. Rishon who is loshen ister. You with me? Asher yomer ki hu ze. That's the Meidah Victor. Part of it is Meidah, part of it's in the Megillah's Esther, the famous word from Rabbi Shapiro. Achashverus asks Esther, mi hu ze ve'ezehu. It's a deep question. He, who is the overt anti-Semite? The Rasha? And do you want to know if you really know who's behind the scenes stirring the tip? So she's very diplomatic, right? Ish sarva oyev homen hara hazeh. Who is the who behind the... That's not a question, right? So why over here, but we're dealing with Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh hazeh, it's one of the Rishon who, right? Let me ask you another... I said this once to you before. Moshe says right afterwards that I guess from the Eberster, Chatzos, Laila, Mamish, exactly, precisely, at the moment the clock strikes midnight... And actually, when Moshe repeats it, he says, "Kachas." What's he worried about? Shema Yom. Hello. What's his problem? What? Sounds like an apikursizig child. A rabbi doctor child. I don't know. The Egyptians, however, they knew through their itztagninos, through their sundials, or whatever. I don't know. They had a way. Hello, Earth. Yes. Hello. I learned to come on. So what is Moshe worrying about, right? The biggest question in Yetzias Mitzrayim is, I said in a nutshell, it says, Vayhi Miketz, after 400 or 430 years, Yotzuk, we went out of Mitzrayim. As far as I remember, as a little child learning with short trousers, we were only there for 210, right? Billions of answers given. Famous answer, the Satmaro says, Sforum says, Shalosh, the Eibishter, when he wants, he's machlif esazman. I've said this many times, Rabbi Gal Yeshor spoke about it many times. If you have a machloikis in halacha, I can understand elu ve'elu divrei mechayim. Kosher, once is treif, once is tamei, once is tor, once is chayim. Or if you have a shaila in mitzias, was Avram's bris on Yom Kippur, because it's be'etzemeim azeh, nimel Avram, be'etzemeim, or was it on Pesach? How could both opinions be right? Other. Pshat is, if the Eibishter wants, he could bring... I'll give you an example. Satmarov asked, then he asked, we say, B'nissen Nigel, obviously, you know, B'nissen Asid Nigel. Or according to Rebbe Lezer, B'tishri Asid Nigel. Right? Every Jew is a maimon, says, Achakaloi B'chol, you know, Kol Ayim. Say the Sforam HaKadosh, if the Eibishter wants, he could bring Nissen or Tishri in the middle of Tavis. Bach of his man. So the Eibishter took the Geula of year 400 and he brought it after 210 years. It could have been, that's also another question. Bepashtus, the Geula, Schalte the Geula started on Rosh Hashanah, that's when Yosef left Beis Asurim, that was Miyuid, that was an Israfen for Geula. And therefore the Avbitl of the Avoid, the Kosher, that was Rosh Hashanah. So why did the Eibush have to wait? Is the Chalaya the Eibush to could... Because maybe Geula is taka kosher to Tishrei, as we'll soon see. But if the Eibush to want, he could bring Tishrei into Rosh Hashanah. Are you with me? Into Pesach. Al-Derech, you have by the Haggad, by the Megillah. Vayaver Mordechai. When they didn't have a Seder that night, because they were fasting for 3 days and three nights. So after the Yeshua, so it says initially it was supposed to be a Yontif. Why? Because he was then Mamshich, the first Purim, he was Mamshich, the Kedusha, the Giluyim, the Yeshuas of Pesach into Purim. And therefore it was a proper Yontif. Hello? This is very similar. This is the way it is, Bizman. The Eibush is above time. Al derech the whole Shakvatari, but in Kamekuimoi, where did the Yidden eat Korban Pesach? Shalayim. Yeah, but it says Al Yetze Ish B'Mekuimoi. Hello? Is a Charaya that Eibush the ones he could take one place and bring it to the other place, whether he brought Goshen to Yishalayim, whether he brought Yishalayim to Goshen? Ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. I have no idea. But what, something was moving. Mokim was moving. Zman was moving. The Shamas were moving. Things were happening. Why is that? Okay, to understand this, let me go and let me wax philosophic. But you got to hulk up here. Something you can understand. If I was to ask you the most simple question, you could ask a little child. Right? Tell me, so why did the Eibishter create heaven and earth? Why did he create man? Good question. I didn't ask you for what tachlis. I asked you what was the purpose. Why did he create it? So you could give three possible answers. One is from the Zohar, from Kisvei Arizal in one place, one is Kisvei Arizal. Second place, also see. One answer, the Zohar says, the galoy shleimus kechus. That's that result. To reveal the everything in nature which is in potentia has a chukka to be revealed, to come out in fruition, to be. So the Eibishter has all of his midas, and the midas have to be his personality, kind of have to be revealed. So therefore, he created a world, and he could be snaying the world with chesed, with gvura, what all the midas could reveal. Okay? Another reason is. I'm simplifying things, or that there should be a Nivra, who is outside, and Nivra, the Nivroim, should understand Getlichkeit, right? And through that, they're now Kalim to get Tzchar. If you go to Course 101 in your typical Baal Tshuva Yeshiva, they'll show you a Ramchal in Derech Hashem, who says, how do you go? The reason is because the Eibush is a good Turkey, Chafetz Chesedu, and he wants to reveal his. But he can't give Na'amad Yitzuf a bread of shame on a silver platter. You haven't earned it. Asher Alkein, he gives you Torah Mitzvah, but the Kavan is the Chesed. Right? None of these answers, for a variety of reasons that I don't want to elaborate, are really L'chura, hold water. Because the Eibishter, think about it logically, the Eibishter has Midas. In the original pristine state, the Eibishter is lav mikol inun midas iuklol, as we say in those daven nusach Sfarad every Erev Shabbos. He's above midas. Goyim, Christians lahavdul, they say their getchka, the guy, the acrobat, hanging on the dangling on the thing, right? He is love. A Jew can never say God is chesed, God is gevura. God is, see, he transcends any midah, because the word midah means a measure. And the Eibishter is not a measure. The Eibishter is not even the composite tzachakel of all his midas, because that's a jigsaw puzzle. But the Eibishter is yochid, like a yichud that does nothing else. So the Eibishter is just above it all. So to say that the Eibishter created the world, the galvish shleimus kechosav, he didn't have kechosav, yes. He's above kechos. You with me? But the Arizal says this, the Zohar says this. We'll have to see. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya, in Perek Lamed Vov, says, he's got a whole cup here. You know what the reason is? The Lashon of the Medrash and Chumetz, Al Derech HaMedrash Rab and Parash Bereishis, Nis'ave HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Liyotli Yisbarach Tibotir. The Eibishter desired, and the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe is of a taiva in the Tokan Kashrus. A taiva means, the Hainu, I'll tell you what this means, very briefly. A person wants something. You could want something based on Seichel, logical. You could also want something, Rachman al-Islam, based L'matam in a Seichel, an irrational choice. You're a fool. But you could also want something, what's called in English super rational, above seichel. A person loves their children, yeah? Your love to your child is rational, because he earned straight olives in his faher, because he's the best kid on the block. I think your kid is barely presentable. If he's my kid, I keep him in a closet. Right? You love your kid. It's not based on seichel. It's unconditional, super rational love. Everyone can understand that. The really important seminal decisions you make in life, who to marry, it's not based on pure, cold, calculated logic. Ask anyone who does it, works in shidduchim. You with me? There's something, that's the Eibishter Nisav. What is Nisav Adira in the dwellings? Hello, you with me? But the Arizal says, the Zohar says the other two reasons. So this, and this is the point I want to get at today. There are three different kavim. Above to below, Mimaila Lamata, let's put it in, it's called Sarusid Elo. When the Eibishter starts, Shuvei Laiva Shuvei Leichem, then there's an avoida the other way of mimato lemaila, pistoli, well, yeah, man. Okay, and then there's the third. We'll soon see what the third is. What is the difference between the two? If Yiddishkeit is only by matan Torah, there was a gzeir, a chasm. El yoinim leyed letachtoinim, tachtoinim leyal leyoyim. Medrash is a marshal. B'nei Roimi can't go to Surya, B'nei Surya can't go to Rome. No travel, no immigration. The Eibishter says, when it comes to Matan Torah, we're getting rid of this barricade, this barrier. V'ani amasu. The Eibishter starts, V'yered Hashem al Harsinai. Afterwards, man has to be mile of the world to Hashem. And then you have this is the beginning of El Yoinim Yelo Tachtoinim. Tachtoinim, Yalul El Yoinim, and then there's a third madrigal. Everything of Matan Torah, by the way, is connected to Tlisoy, three. What is that? Which is greater? The Eibishter coming down, or Tachtoinim going up? Which is common sense? You would say the Eibishter coming down. Okay, let's work it out. Pasha. It depends on what you're looking at. In Yiddish, as Sevenzich Vumberet. But what are you talking about? If you're talking about the Gilui, the Oyer, versteht sich, the Eibishter is Ein Sof, and you are a finite being, however you have an IQ of 150, but you're still finite. Asher Alkein, that which is Nimshich, through the Eibishter, the Ruzel Eila is far higher than Ruzel Etzav. Everyone agrees to that. Yeah? The Chiddush of Matan Torah, let me just add, which is the Tachlos B'Yisraelim is this guy through Matan Torah, B'Shvil HaTorah, B'Shvil Yisrael, right? Yeah, is to Megala the Eibush Megala is Ein, is the fact that he's Ein Sof. Ein Sof is Pshat that he permeates everything. If there's a place where he doesn't, he's not there, then he's not Ein Sof. Does that make sense to you? Lomer Zugin, I take a piece of gold. I make it into a menorah. It's not a great tool because gold lends a silver lends itself to be you can mitzaref it into a kale. What's even greater is if I throw a stone. Here the stone doesn't fly. I invested energy in it. You with me? Asher Alkein, the stone is able to fly. But only as much energy as I put into it. It doesn't fly, when the energy dissipates, gravity takes over. Makes sense? Yeah. But still, there's a connection between a stone and an energy. Because they're all in the physical world. But there's no connection. But if something's in a totally different world, it doesn't affect it. Lomer Zugin. A good teacher could give over information. A really great teacher inspires. He can speak to everyone. All the kids in the class understand. Because he's able to be masbir to bring it down. But however lofty the teacher is, if he speaks to a stone and tries to explain in basic trigonometry, or even 2 plus 2 equals 4, the stone doesn't get it. Because a stone and trigonometry and mathematics are not in the same week. Ruchnius and Gashmius are two opposites. So it was. Therefore, Al Piseichel, Ruchnius can descend to Gashmius. They're two different realms, two different worlds. Ruchnius doesn't exist. For Ruchnius, Gashmius doesn't exist. From the Gashmius perspective, Ruchnius doesn't exist. Never the twain shall meet. The Chiddush of Matan Torah is that since Ani Amaschu, and the Eibishter is Ein Sof, the Eibishter can have an effect on the world. And not an effect on something which is not in the world of the world, not in the gather of the world. Give me an example. If I was able to go out to a stone, and I think that this stone should fly, and the stone's taka flies, you would say, hey, that's amazing, that's awesome. Because stone and thought are like two different... When the Eibishter gives Torah, which is Ruchni, and the Torah descends in the Gashmis, and not just descends, but as the Shach Paskins in Kuf Beites, it has an effect on the physical phenomena. L'gabei l'gabei hilchastara, l'gabei 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 besuz, say a choyzrim, the Yishalmi, like El Goymer, like that halacha has an effect when a Rav Paskins, it becomes a metzias in Velt, in Gashmi, is in a metzias Gashmi. That's the Ein Sof of the Yishalmi. You know what the problem though is that? What's chisaron that is? That is the Eibishter overcoming the world in nature. But the world still remains. You could deal with choshech two ways. Right? Yisr and oyer min ha-choshech. The simple shot is, there's an advantage, there's a supremacy in oyer over choshech. But the choshech blight choshech. The greater level is, the tzar, mimenu yivashaya, the choshech guf is mishapich lo-oyer. Where is there a greater, more lasting effect on the Gashmius? When the Eibishter superimposes his infinite Malchus on Welt, on the world? Or when the world, as a world, with its in its own Gedorim, is able to anerken, to recognize Godliness? Obviously the latter. The same concept. Which was greater, the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash? Azoizok's too. But the Novi says Faker. The Novi says Godel Yekveira Bayas as a Achram Erishin. So the Gemara Babas, why is it Godel? Either Bishonim or Bekoim. In Dos Mesmin, that's the test of a Beis HaMikdash. A few met there here and a few 10 years longer in time in chronology. The first Beis HaMikdash Taka had Asar Dvor and that Nisim, etc. Gilushin. But that was connected from Avinu. That's Mimaila Lamatu. Second Beis HaMikdash was lacking that gilui. In terms of tangible effect on the gash, on the world, the second Beis HaMikdash had big. That's Bimatol Maila. The Avoid of Yitzchuk. Which that is the secret why Avram's Yishmol is... And Esav was still a din of Yisrael Mumer. Whatever, we can talk about it some other time. So there's a Maila in the Eibishter coming down. That's infinite. You see the infinity. The Yisrael going up, Mimatol Maila. This little sata is more limited. But it's more bipsnimius. It's internalized. It subliminates. It affects. It refines the world more than just something superimposed. You know what the maila of the third Beis HaMikdash is? Which is the idea of the third level of Emes HaMatan Torah. As the Gemara puts it, the heavy kedein uchedein, right? Is that you have the maila of an ur which is infinite. In the kalim of the world. That's l'chura squaring a circle. It's impossible. The answer is because Mashiach will come and there'll be... Can I ask you a simple klutz kasha? Everything, it bothered me always for many years. The Rebbe spoke about it. Which is greater? This world? Now? Or Gan Eden, Olam Haba, etc., etc.? You don't got to be a theologian, a philosopher, a mystic to figure this out. Oh. So Yofesh Achas, the Mitzvah Pirkeves of Torah Masim Tovim in this world, Mikol Chayilam. Mishnah. Aber Meidach Yofesh Chayras Ruach Elam Haba of all the pleasures. So which is more important? This world. Why? Because in this world I do mitzvahs and I have bechira chafshes and I fight my yitzhara. So in this world I give the Achas Ruach to the Bashef. The world to come is the Kabbal Schar. Where is there a greater gili? To put it in Chassidic terminology, in this world, I'm a gala, the essence of Hashem, Adira lo yisporech b'tachtoinim. Next world is giluyim, shkoyach, hashtikul of yosin, whatever that means spiritually, in madregis, understanding, giluyim. So which is greater? The etzem is greater than the ur. So this world is greater than next world. You're happy with that? In other words, the pash is how you learn pshat. Simon, you're not happy with much today. But pashtus you learn pshat, that in this world there's nachas ruach to the boira, in the next world there's nachas ruach to the nivra, for people. You cash in your chips. You're happy with that? No. Good. I'm glad you're happy. Kumt ois the Eibishter Schar is a ripoff. In this world, this is where the action's happening. Next world, he's throwing you a few bones to came to be. If I said now it was 100% right, then how could Olam Haba be a schar for this world if it's not fair? And this is the shlemus of all Bria, is to come to the next world, come to the Mashiach. Even though it's Yom HaMashiach Eibam Chayfetz, but Shalom Nazal Fanechachim, then will be the ultimate Tachlis. Is the Chalaya, when you have one and one, two in Yonam. One is L'Ela, one is L'Sata. One is Mimayla L'Mata, one is Mimata L'Mayla. One is Teva, one is L'Mayla L'Mata, which is Nisan and Tishrei. You don't got to be a genius to any safe you open up on Parshas HaChodesh. Yes? These are all opposites, different directions, the way it is. When Mashiach will come, you'll have the Oyer of the infinite Milmailo in the Kalim of Mato. Therefore, it's connected very much with this week's Parsha. That doesn't happen. It's a Chodesh and all these things. Nissen, Ishoki Sazria V'Yoldozoch. You look at all the Sforim, what's Ishoki Sazria? If the Yisairus comes, Ishom Azria Tchila Yodozocher, if the Yisairus comes Bimato, then you'll have the Zohar, which is Bracha, which is other Gutas Achen spiritual. In this relationship between Kutra Birch and Knesset Yisrael, Ish and Ish. Or if Ish Mazriyat Chila, you'll have the Keva, which is Shvacher, which is Daitim Kalos, whatever. The Alter Rebbe says in Tera'er, right, when Mashiach will come, even if it's Ish Mazriyat Chila, it'll also be, that's the Prat and Pasuk, Uletzi in Ye Omer, Ish V'Ish Yulad Bach. Even from an Ish, you'll give birth to a Zohar. Why is that? Because now, the ultimate purpose is to... I'll tell you a story. Maybe I'll explain it a bit better. There was a great Talmud of Chosefer called Rav Tolly Hertzklatsky. Talmud of Chosefer, the Pressburg. Anyway, he journeyed... He was the father of Elie Chatsky, the Rav Lubin. I don't know if you know history. Whatever. He journeyed to Lubavitch. He wanted here to learn Chassidus by the Tzemach Tzedek. He came to Lubavitch. In those days, to go from Pressburg to Russia was a far trip. He went. The Tzemach Tzedek was old, and the last few years he didn't say my more in public. So he came, went to Yechidus, said, Rabbi, I've journeyed here, Mamish, Mr. Snefesh. And I don't hear. Dibber like a Mechayah. So he says, I'll arrange you a Chavrusa to learn. So he's clear. He says, Rebbe, cliche de Nemavash. It's Altkin, fine, but cliche de Nemavash. He said, but the person I'll arrange you is Yatzi Ledesbuy. So he arranged him a chassid called Reb Hill Parisher, who was a half a rebbe, like a tzaddik, a pearl yeshua, a paul roch ha-kodesh. So he learned Tanya. Anyone who learned Tanya, the first starts dealing with the difference between a hezber, whether a tzaddik, a beinani, and a rosh, which lofty madrigas. So Reb Hill Parisher, learning with him, explained, a tzaddik is bilti balgvul. He connects himself to the infinite. A beinani, from fellow, he's upkeep, but he's gvul. Limitations, boundaries, parameters. So he went out of his mind when he heard it. He says, if a tzaddik is what? Bilti bal gvul, infinite, connected to infinite things, so what's a rebbe? What could a rebbe be already? If a tzaddik is bilti bal gvul, what's higher than bilti bal gvul? The Rebbe Parsha said it's a very profound word. You have to really marinate this word. A rebbe is bilti bal gvul in gvul. And that's, if you think about what I just said, ultimately the purpose is to bring the Giluyim Milmaila, the Ribi Oiris, into Kalim. Which that is the Chibur, if you think about it, of Tishrei, which is Teva, Bereishis Bara Elokim, right? Tzimtzum. And Nisan Milosh Nes, where everything is to Milosh Amayim, where it's the Milim and Teva. And the avoida of a Jew is that in his, not only in rare moments, but in every, that's a regional lachem l'chodshei hashana, the whole year, he's mamshich that which is given to him, b'hakofa. Yeshua is boi makifis, and is able to be mamshich all the brachas that Ayid needs, that should be Pesach Nechal HaSoiva, and everyone, b'chol mashach libi, b'on achayim mezoina, should fill them Pesach. Thank you.